On today's Smart 7, evacuations in Ukraine, Prince Harry's due in court and lots more. It's Tuesday the 6th of June, it's World Pets Day and happy birthday, Carol Baskin. There was plenty of action on Monday between Ukraine and Russia as Ukraine's deputy defense minister confirmed that Ukrainian forces are readying for the long-awaited spring offensive. And there were evacuations in the Ukraine-controlled part of Kherson early on Tuesday morning when the Novohakovka dam was blown up by Russian forces. Destroying the dam will affect a hydroelectric plant, disrupt the water supply to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power station and the canal system that irrigates much of Ukraine. Former US Special Representative for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, says even if Ukraine doesn't fully recapture all of its territory, NATO should still proceed with membership.
If there's an agreement that there's a ceasefire, there is occupied territory, they don't recognize it's being seized, but they're not taking it back militarily either, only seeking peaceful reintegration, then you could extend Article 5 to the territory that is not occupied.
Sky News delivered an exclusive report that Iran is in fact supplying weapons to Russia, and former head of the British Army's Chemical Defence Unit, Hamish de Breton Gordon, says that just highlights the pressure on Russia's supply lines.
It's very clear that the Russians are very short of ammunition, and they're having to rely on people like the Iranians to provide them with this ammunition. What does strike me about the report, it looks as though the Iranians might well be ripping off the Russians. These seem to be incredibly expensive for what they are.
The British government is continuing with its plan to take its own COVID inquiry to court. The judicial review is expected to take place around the end of June, and it's arisen because of the inquiry's requirement for documents and WhatsApp messaging from the pandemic era to be submitted as evidence. The UK government says it doesn't want to submit what it calls clearly and unambiguously irrelevant material. That presumably includes the much-discussed WhatsApp messages from former PM Boris Johnson, but former advisor to the world's most enthusiastic jogger, Alex Crowley, says he's ex-boss is being used as a scapegoat.
The Cabinet Office tried a very unwise move. It's clear that officials do not want to allow the inquiry full access to all this documentation, which includes correspondence from officials, not just politicians. So what they've tried to do is they've tried to pin the blame on Boris.
Lord Bethell, who was the Minister for the NHS Test and Trace at the height of the pandemic, says there's nothing to see in his WhatsApps. Apparently, he was mainly getting drink orders from former boss Matt Hancock.
Most of the WhatsApp messages are about coffee and who needs to have what kind of coffee for what kind of meeting. You see, most of this is about frothy material, not about meaningful decision making.
NCT wait times are unacceptable and a complete failure. At least that's what the Minister of State, Jack Chambers, thinks. Motorists are currently facing 30 days wait time instead of the 12-day average wait promised to come into effect by summer by the NCT operator Applus and the Road Safety Authority. The ongoing problems with the system has resulted in the Road Safety Authority imposing millions of euros in fines on Applus, all of which are currently being disputed by the service provider. The Minister was clear on what he thinks should happen next.
I've also written to the Road Safety Authority. I'm expressing my ongoing annoyance with this dysfunction from Applus and the effect it is having on motorists, but also on road safety. And I think Applus need to pay serious penalties for this dysfunction and the non-performance of their contract.
Prince Harry missed his court appearance on Monday. He was due to testify in person in the case he's taking against the Daily Mirror over phone hacking. However, he didn't want to miss his daughter's second birthday, so was delayed and is now expected to appear and testify on Tuesday. His case involves 207 articles written over a 20-year period, and he alleges that the Mirror Group used awful methods to breach his privacy. He also spoke to Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes over the weekend, telling of his childhood belief that his mother had disappeared and would return, and how he blames Queen Camilla for a lot of his bad press.
How was she dangerous?
Because of the need for her to rehabilitate her image. That made her dangerous because of the connections that she was forging within the British press. And there was open willingness on both sides to trade of information. And with a family built on hierarchy, and with her on the way to being Queen Consort, there was going to be people or bodies left in the street because of that.
Still to come on the Smart 7, Holly is back on This Morning and Chris Hemsworth fires up his guns.
Right after this.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
Welcome back.
Men's Ashes kicks off next Friday with England hosting Australia on June 16th for the first test. With 10 days to go to the iconic test, England's Jack Leach has been ruled out with a lumbar fracture, throwing preparations into chaos. Leach had a scan on Sunday after experiencing discomfort in England's victory over Ireland at Lord's, and now the search is on to find a suitable replacement spinner. Former Australian captain Steve Smith says he'll be missed.
I think it's a real shame. You know, he's done really well for England the last, you know, 12, 18 months in particular. And I think it's going to be some big shoes for them to fill. But, obviously feel for him. He obviously wants to be involved in the big series and Ashes series. So, yeah, hopefully he recovers well.
Monday saw the return of Holly Willoughby to This Morning as the show staggers on despite the ongoing tabloid obsession with former host Philip Schofield. Things are so intense this morning, editor Martin Frizzell was doorstepped by the media on Monday morning and he had some cryptic commentary for the waiting reporters.
Tell you what's toxic,
I've always found toxic,
is aubergine. Do you like aubergine?
I guess he's been getting a lot of emoji texts from Phil. Anyway, 10 a.m. rolled round and Holly appeared with a very tense opening message and another apology. Just for you.
You, me and all of us at This Morning gave our love and support to someone who was not telling the truth, who acted in a way that they themselves felt that they had to resign from ITV and step down from a career that they loved. That is a lot to process.
Extraction was the most watched original film in Netflix history when it launched in 2020 with almost 100 million viewers in its first 4 weeks. Chris Hemsworth is back for the sequel despite having had multiple life-threatening injuries in the first movie, and he's joined by Idris Elba. This time they're off to Georgia and written and produced by the Russo brothers. It promises to be every bit as action-packed. Extraction 2 drops on Netflix on June 16th.
Rick, you are the legend.
I have to say, mate, you're living up to the hype.
Rick. That's such a fun name to say.
You've been listening to the Smart 7 Ireland edition. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit the follow button and have a great day. Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.